It is now 1 minute past midnight on Wednesday, November 12th, 2008, and this is the Music for Midnight podcast at musicformidnight.com. I am your host, Austin Beeman. Tonight's show, we have a special feature for you, an hour and 10 minutes with the band Hungry Lucy in their own words. From darkly intelligent vocals, trip-hop and electronica beats, and sometimes an overwhelming sense of melancholy, Hungry Lucy is one of the most exciting bands making electronic music.
Hello, my name's Warren Harrison.
And my name is Christabel.
And we are the duo Hungry Lucy.
And we're going to just briefly tell you a little bit about our history, how we came to be.
Our 10-year history. This November 2008 will mark our 10-year anniversary. We actually began in November of 1998.
Actually, we began a little bit before because you were still doing your band Fish Tank No. 9 at the time. And this is when you were provoking me and prodding me with sticks and other pointy objects and wanting me to sing for you. And I finally did. And you said, hey, this, you know, my record label wants us to do a Depeche Mode cover. Do you have any ideas as far as what song I should do? And would you sing it for me?
I was being lazy.
Yeah, so I'm the one that chose Blue Dress. And then I was the one that sang it. So yes, that's entirely my doing.
Yes.
The choosing of the bluing of the dressing.
So yes. That was actually released on a compilation called Cover Me, as Fish Tank Number 9 featuring Christabel. But by the time that was released, Hungry Lucy had begun proper.
All
proper-like. It was in November of 98 when we wrote our first song called Bound in Blood.
Which everyone knows and loves.
Yes, we've got like 15 bazillion versions of it. After we'd written that first song, we thought, hey, this is pretty good. So we kept on going, and we were putting stuff on mp3.com, which shows you how long ago that was. I'm sure many people don't even know what mp3.com was, but that was really the first site that allowed musicians to get their music up there and out into the world.
It was much like MySpace is now, but on a much more dealable level.
Yes.
It wasn't so
Disneyland
monstrous.
So we carried on working away, and in August of 2000, we released our first proper album entitled Apparitions.
And that one was where we kind of just were playing around and seeing what sounds we could make together that sounded nice. And we have so many styles on there. It's kind of the big mishmash of the album.
A lot of it kind of feels like we were just trying to get an album together.
Yeah, a few of them certainly do.
But there are certainly some standout tracks on there. Which ones stand out for you?
For me, on that album, I think, actually, ironically enough, Cover Me. Because I wrote the piano melody and the main melody on my own in my head. And then when we got back home, I immediately recorded it, and you took over from there. And I've always been kind of proud of that one. And
nice.
It was one of the first kind of deeper lyric-based songs I did about how I felt about certain things.
Mm-hmm. think one of the ones that stands out for me is the song Alfred. It's got kind of an otherworldly feel to it, not just because of the lyrical subject matter, but it feels warm.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when we were first recording that song, we just started using a computer to record, which shows you how long ago it was, and it was like a barely capable computer, and it kept drifting. The music kept drifting out of sync with the vocals, and we're just trying to get through one single pass of the song was a nightmare. So every time, even to this day, when that song starts, I always get a little bit tense because I'm waiting for it to skip or something.
Yeah, because we would get like up to the last chorus and it would just crap out and we have to start all over.
High tech.
My love.
also another favorite off that album for a lot of people is Grave.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Grave.
We get a lot of people singing along with that one live, and I always love that. So.
And people seem to sing along with Bed of Flames a lot, too.
Yeah.
Which is nice. It's always nice to hear people singing along with your music.
Yes, it is.
So in February of 2003 is when we actually put out our second CD, and that was called Glow. And that one was a double CD because we had, on our website at hungrylucia.com, we had put a lot of surveys up there and asked people, you know, what do you want to hear for the second album? And one of the things that people wanted was remixes. So we decided to release it as a double CD, which become very expensive.
Yeah.
But people seem to like it. But we're just getting ready to do a third or fourth pressing of Glow. I can't remember.
Fourth. Might have. Is it fourth or fifth?
Anyway, we're getting ready to do another pressing of Glow, and we're actually not going to do the double CD this time because it's just way too expensive and way too un-green.
Yes.
There's a heck of a lot of plastic and stuff that goes into that. So we're just going to release the new pressing as a single CD, and people will be able to download the remixes.
And recycle the sleeve if they so desired.
Exactly.
So, yeah, and then we entered into a kind of more warm tone, I think, with Glow.
Mm-hmm.
It had a very earthy kind of underbelly to it, but it was very substantial. It was a meaty CD. It had a lot of good lyrical content and a lot of really deep kind of feeling music and very moody.
I think we came more into our own sound with Glow, whereas the first album was more about kind of emulating people that we respected and were influenced by.
Definitely.
At least from my point of view. And then Glow was more finding our own sound. So it definitely sounds more polished to me.
I think the biggest track that people fall in love with on that one would have to be In the Circle.
Definitely. Yes.
The wind will drift and spread the flame. A spark will land inside your heart. You will never be the same. As ashes take your life apart. Tragedy.
Is that the last track?
No, it seems not. Like it would be, because we always perform it close right. to the That's end true. Or at the end.
It's so. A crowd pleaser.
Well, it's just such a good final note to end on.
Definitely.
It's got that kind of air about it.
And it's very positive, and I like ending a show on a positive note.
Yeah.
Which is, because we kind of got a reputation early on as being more of a goth band, and we still have that reputation. We still end up playing in a lot of gothic festivals and things like that. And that's great. We love that kind of stuff. But I think we're more positive than that.
Well, I think sometimes lyrically the words can be a bit dark, and that kind of goes hand in hand with a lot of goth culture.
That's true. And our imagery is definitely.
And I'm a big cemetery side. Believer, so
yeah.
I kind of will always have a little goth.
You're a goth chick at heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a black heart.
So after we released that album in 2003, we actually did a U.S. tour with a band called Thou Shalt Not. And that was our first U.S. tour, and we learned a lot about what to do and what not to do and how to keep yourself going.
Yes.
Just being the two of us driving around in a little Toyota RAV4 and exhausting ourselves.
But, and that we did.
It was a lot of fun, though. Got to meet a lot of people and play in a lot of towns we'd never been to before, so that was fun.
Actually, I think we did better on our first tour than we did on our second.
Well, the second tour, we'll get to that in a minute, but that was a little too long.
Yes.
So, after we got back from that tour, we started writing for our third CD, which we released in November of 2004, and that was called To Kill a King.
Lies a world I'm
was.
It was.
And a lot of people thought, you know, they termed it a quote-unquote concept album, and it wasn't really intended to be, you know, like, this is about this. It was just a collection of songs that I had written that all sounded like they would do really, really well together as a story. So we dubbed it A Tale by Hungry Lucy,
mm-hmm.
and it got the reputation as Hungry Lucy's concept album.
Which is fine. I mean, we purposely kind of packaged it that way because we realized these songs kind of work as a story, the way it starts out and the way it finishes up. So it chained together nicely.
And it also had a medieval quality to it.
That's true.
And so why not run with it when something works?
Exactly.
And I feel like as far as cohesiveness, that one certainly worked really well compared to the other two, because it's like third time's a charm kind of thing, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
It was the best of both from the first two, and plus some extra new stuff that we hadn't done before.
And I think as far as the standout tracks on that one, I think the song Shine is the one that stands out the most for us. It's certainly for me, it's got a very diverse palette of sounds and styles within it. And then your lyrics are just beautiful, I think. I mean, there's some really good messages in there and good quotes. Words to live by, almost, I think.
Well, thank you. I can remember distinctly writing those lyrics and coming home. And it's one of the, I think, two or three songs that I've actually sung the words to in my head and then sang them out loud and kept singing them as I walked in the door and came into the studio to record it so I wouldn't forget.
Excellent.
But I remember exactly where I was when I was singing them out loud.
Where were you?
I was on Colrain Avenue just past the farm.
Which will mean a lot to everybody. If you're near Hamilton, Ohio, you might
know. Then you might know, yes. Or Corn Row Road, as my sister calls it.
You down into its core.
think the other standout tracks on that one, certainly the title track "To Kill a King" is a fave of fans, and we like it too. But it goes down very well live. Get some hoots and hollers when we start that one.
And one of my favorites is "High Price of Mistakes."
Yes, that's the first track.
Yes, it sets the tone for the whole story.
Knowledge is that we've released three albums and that's it, but we've done quite a few things since then. Actually, we released an EP in 2006 called Before We Stand, We Crawl, and that was three brand new songs and three kind of alternate new versions of older songs, and it has more of an acoustic feel to it, that whole album. Our EP that I just spoke about, we released under Creative Commons license, which means that people can share it and, you know, not worry about it, not worry about whether the record label or the band is going to come after them. Because we, you know, certainly at the level we are, and I think anyway, we believe that music should be shared. Music is made to be shared, I think.
I agree. So we kinda, if I didn't agree, we wouldn't have done CC.
It's true.
Don't say what you mean.
We've just now, and a few weeks ago, put out our latest release, which is called The Tea Time Sessions, and it's available as a digital-only format through iTunes and Rhapsody and Napster and Amazon MP3 and all those places. If you go to hungrylucy.com, right on the homepage there, you can see where to get it. And that is actually a collection of live recordings from our podcast. It's called Tea with Hungry Lucy, that we're kind of taking a break from now while we get the next album ready. But over the past 2.5 years, we've done a lot of live performances on that podcast, so we took the best ones and put them together into the Tea Time Sessions.
I think it turned out really nice.
I do too.
A nice little kind of piano vocal collection of some versions of our songs.
Exactly. And we haven't, there's not been a lot of fanfare around releasing it, because it's kind of a quiet record, so it's been released in a similar fashion.
Like, oh yeah, it's over here.
Maybe
you
want to
say hi.
Yeah, maybe a bit too quiet.
Well, once we get this fourth full-length album out,
yes,
which should be sometime 2009,
uh-huh,
then we can draw more attention to past releases as well, and maybe make a new bundle for people to try for the first time.
Yeah, we have a bundle of our first three CDs. You can get all three of them for $30. From hungrylucy.com. A vast savings over.
Yeah, that's a Hungry Lucy site only deal.
Definitely. So thanks for listening, and come to hungrylucy.com and check us out. And we have an area on the website called Shout Out, so feel free to leave a message there. Should we embarrass ourselves now?
We can try.
Okay. What we're going to do this week is
a live performance.
A live performance for you.
With no backing.
And a very stripped-down performance for us as Hungry Lucy. We're going to play Fearful.
And this is pretty much the version that we're doing live for the first two shows.
And we're playing it here live. So if I screw up, which I undoubtedly will, I apologize.
It could be fun. Here we go. Tell me why. Shabby.
Wow. That was some incredible music. Thank you, Warren. Thank you, Christabel. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to guide us through your history and some of this great music. We really enjoy it. For those of you in the audience out there, if you would like to know which songs come from which albums and have links to the Hungry Lucy website, go to www.musicformidnight.com. Or you can also go to www.personallifemedia.com and click on the Music for Midnight link. If you liked what you heard tonight, I would strongly recommend that you go to hungrylucy.com and buy some of this great music. It's really important that we support artists that are willing to go Creative Commons, that are willing to make great music a part of their life so that it can be a part of our lives. And if you enjoy what you heard tonight, please go to hungrylucy.com and buy some of that music. Music for Midnight is a weekly down-tempo music podcast on the Personal Life Media Network. For more information about the artists and links to the artist websites, go to www.musicformidnight.com or go to www.personallifemedia.com and click on Music for Midnight. You can also find previous episodes there for download. Music for Midnight originates out of Maumee, Ohio, and it's released under a Creative Commons license. This is your host, Austin Beeman. Hope you enjoyed tonight's show. Good night.